the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday, we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. I hope you got something fun planned. Mother Nature's kind of giving us a little bit of a break here and warming things up a little bit. Kind of sucks if you're an ice fisherman like I am. But you know what? We've had our little dose of winter, and I'm done with it. You're listening to the Grilling Guys. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us on the Grilling Guys Talk Network every weekend. You can also find us on thegrillingguys.com. You can go to Facebook and /TheGrillingGuys and check us out there and post any pictures you like. Check in with us. Tell us how you're doing. You can also hit up GIBBQ.com if you want to check out our effort to bring barbecue to our brave troops, men and women around the world. That's rolling along nicely. You just got an update. We'll be letting you in on that pretty soon. But anyway, how'd your week go, Jop? I heard you had a little struggle at the grill.
You know I did, and it happens to the best of us, and I'm not the best of them. But no, my Valentine's dinner that I was going to describe to everybody, it took about twice as long. I ended up serving it in courses. I'm out on my back deck. My deck faces the north. And I got a northwest wind coming at me about 15 miles an hour, and it's about 12 out. And I
northwest winds, man, they're cold.
And I got no shield around the grill. Right, it's up against the back of the house.
Oh, yeah. Well, what segment was that? A few weeks ago, yeah. I thought you were explaining to everybody how that.
Well, I didn't say
shield.
I had one. I just told them how to do it. That's right.
Yeah. I see.
But anyway, took the heat right out of my grill, so to speak, and it did. You know, I bacon wrapped the scallops, and you cooked the bacon ahead of time. I had it cooked perfectly, wrapped it around those little dogs.
At least the bacon was cured, so right. you weren't going to get right. sick there.
But I was really anticipating, you know, if you plan like I plan, I wanted to have it all done. I did what you advised, and I set the table all pretty, and my Valentine's waiting for me to bring her this wonderful meal off the grill. Well, guess what? We decided to eat in courses because I had crab cakes, scallops, and a ribeye steak, and it all got done at a completely different time than it was supposed to. So, you know what? It happens, but I adapted. You know, it's like, okay, honey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to be eating this stuff in courses tonight. And it worked out okay. Everything was done just perfectly, but it took a little bit longer, well, a lot
sometimes
longer.
Sometimes that's more fun, though. So, you know, improvising is part of the plan.
Yeah. if you've ever traveled with Barbecue Bob anywhere, that is his mantra. Improvising is part of the plan.
It has to be.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And if you've ever been on Job's back deck, a crappy grill is part of his plan. We got to hook you up, man. We know too many people that sell good grills.
I like my Broilmaster. I like it. It's been good to me. For a gas grill, it's what I need, man. Okay. I don't use it that often. I'm a charcoal guy.
Okay. We'll give you cover on that one.
Yeah.
Right after the show today, I am headed over with my bride and my daughter, Olivia, to the Protectors Conference at the JW Marriott. That's Jennifer we had on the show a couple weeks ago. We're actually going to be trained by the Israeli Mossad on self-defense and spotting threats before they get to you, because it's a dangerous world, and sometimes people are victims. And if you kind of keep your eyes out and check out your surroundings, if you train properly, you might avoid that problem. And then if you can't avoid the problem, they're going to teach some tactics. So I think it's really cool to have women learn how to defend themselves, because there's all kinds of wacky people out there, and I worry about that, especially if I'm on the road.
Sure.
So I got her a nice little 380, but if she doesn't have that in her purse, I'd like her to be able to at least drop somebody and run.
Right. You know? Exactly. And she is a runner.
So she that's is. That's right. So spent the week cutting some trees and started shaving my logs for my grill house. It's nice and cold out, so I like doing the log work when it's cold out because it's really hard work. And pulling a draw knife on pine logs, I mean, if you try doing that in the summer, man, you are wringing wet.
So describe this grill house to me, because I'm starting to question the wisdom in building a wood grill house.
Well, we at Arctic Spas, we import them from Finland right now, and it's a Finnish thing, and I'm Finnish, so I think it's even cooler. But it's basically a cool little hobbit house, and it's mine's going to be 8x8 square. The ones we sell are pentagon shaped, but it's basically
but
a
you
little.
You couldn't figure out the angles, so you're going
to. Well,
go
I didn't
want
to have to. You're right. I'm using a chainsaw, so I yeah. That you're absolutely right, and your buddy Brad the builder. Talked me into going square, and I'm glad he did that. But basically, it's a little cabin, and I'm putting mine in the backyard. And it's in the middle of it. You got a wooden floor, and in the middle, I'm building a stone circular fire pit with basically an anchor for a pivot grill that you can swing across it and grill stuff on. So it can telescope up and down based on the fire you've got and whatever. But when we experienced these in Europe a couple of years ago, the guy from Finland came over and was demoing it for us at like 1 in the morning between the convention and the chalets.
And several Finnish beers, yeah.
Well, no, it was this little bottle of something, and he puts this little shot glass around your neck. But it's a circular bench all the way around it. Yeah, it's awesome. And puts this little necklace around you and passes a bottle around, and you take a little hit and say crazy things and finish. But I'm building my grill out of stone. Like if you've ever seen
fire pit.
The pictures of the grill from the Salt Lick in Texas, I'm building a mini version of that one. And because it's my goal. I want to have that cool little circular grill. And so you build your fire in it warms the place up, and then you grill things on top of it, and there's a big hood over it. Mine will be copper, and it sucks all the smoke out. If you want to have cigars, great place. If you have smokers in the group, that's the place where you can do all the adult things. That
so you're gonna have benches around the perimeter of this thing.
Yes.
And a wood floor. You're gonna build a fire in the middle of a wood floor, but it's surrounded by rock.
Yeah, it's gonna be a big wood stone structure, and then on top of the fire pit there's a table, and I think I'm not sure what that's going to be made of yet. We'll see how much granite you bring me next time.
Okay,
but it's gonna it's
got some
this,
more coming by the
it's
way.
It's got this good. It's got this nice shelf all the way around it, and it's you got to go on to Go Arctic. You got to go on to arcticspas.com and look at the Grill Haas. It's the coolest concept. The ones we ship in have reindeer pelts on the walls and. It's a man cave. It's everything you'd want in your backyard.
I'm just
for
thinking
weather.
You better keep the Lowell Township Fire Department the first couple times we get that thing up and going, because
I'll fireproof it for sure.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because it's got an opening in the front where you throw the fire in, and that whole thing in front of that's gonna have to have a spark guard on it.
It's just getting better. It's just getting better.
Now we sell hundreds
he's
of
engineering,
them.
Yeah. Somebody engineered those different than you though, with a chainsaw and some pine logs that you scrape the bark off.
Okay,
of,
well, I'll still invite you in. Don't worry.
Well, you know what? I'll see the fire. I'm
That's
sure
right.
I will.
That's right. So, got to tell you, the Snap Fitness deal's working out great.
I can see that.
Getting to Snap Fitness and having that card to go when I want to go, that's everything. So, can't thank the folks at Snap Fitness enough for their sponsorship and the great deal we got. I was sitting at the TV last night, and I put my arms back, and I could actually feel muscle starting to come back in my arms.
More of that hardness that we were talking about a couple weeks ago. Anyway, coming up next, we're going to be talking about and with some of our friends from a new brewery up in Hart, Michigan, called the Big Heart Brewery. They got some really cool stuff they're doing up there. Stick with us. We'll be back.